Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
As we told you, we're going to check in with Visit Bloomington, and on the phone with us this afternoon is Aaron Erdman-White. Aaron, good afternoon. What are you doing?
Good afternoon. Hey, I am, you know, anxiously awaiting the weekend. Is it too early
short
to say that?
Short week. Here we go. Don't melt. My goodness, it feels like 100 degrees. I hope your air conditioning's working.
It is. And we actually got a pontoon earlier this summer, so we've been spending several nice days out on the water this summer, which has been great.
That is a great way to social distance as well. We hope that people are doing that. And I'm not here to be Mother Teresa or your mother in general, but don't tie up with 40 other boats and think you're social distancing. Now, just go out and have a nice boat ride. Go out and enjoy. Lake Monroe is big enough for all of us, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are definitely not tying up this summer.
We
definitely
want to.
Definitely practicing that safe social distancing. Yeah, would love to, but it's just not the safest bet this summer.
All right. Now, I'm all in for whatever we need to do to be safe. And we know that you guys at Visit Bloomington are really trying to help local businesses who have been adhering to all of our state and county mandates and regulations. And you came up with a really cool idea here recently. Tell me about the B-Town Challenge. I've been talking about it for a week, but I want the details from you because your group put it together.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, social media is great. Everybody's has their phone out all the time anyhow. So incorporating this with essentially free advertising for our local businesses, trying to help them get back on their feet, great idea.
Exactly. So several weeks ago, I'm sure most of the listeners have been following the Relief and Recovery Committee that was set up to at first provide the PPP information and get those businesses stabilized while they were closed as the relief portion of this group. And as we've moved into a safe kind of reopening, the recovery committee of this group decided that there's no better way to reactivate the local community and get everyone excited about safely reintroducing themselves into the community and supporting local businesses at the same time than by a friendly game. And so we came up with the B-Town Summer Challenge, which is a checklist that contains 100 different activities with varying degrees of safe social distancing so that you can get out with your friends or family and reintroduce yourself and experience Bloomington and Monroe County in a new way. So that's kind of the gist of it. It's a 100 item checklist that you can safely participate in throughout the summer and win great prizes. All by just completing 10 activities. There are 10 specific categories, 10 activities within each category. So if you go through the list and you check off one item per category, take a picture of yourself either participating in or completing that activity, post it to social media using hashtag BTownChallenge. And then once you've completed those 10 activities, you log on to btownsummerchallenge.com, enter to win weekly prizes, which are drawn every Thursday, as well as enter yourself into the grand prize drawing, which will occur on Thursday, August 20th, for the chance to win either $500 cold hard cash or a golf weekend getaway for four to the West Baden Resort just south of us in Orange County.
Yeah, some nice golf courses down there. The worst thing you can do for going out and having fun or volunteering, there's an array of activities here. I don't want people to think it's just going out to eat. That's not the case.
No, absolutely not. So there are 10 distinct categories that you can complete one activity per category. So yes, we've got the food category and we've got experiencing the outdoors, but we've also got a civic engagement category as well as a B-Town Gives Back. So, you know, something as simple as giving blood to the Red Cross would complete your B-Town Gives Back category. In the Do Something Fun category, you could go watch a movie at the drive-in or play a game of laser tag.
Do you know anybody that went and saw Garth Brooks at the drive-in the other night?
No, I don't. But I know that the drive-in had sold so many tickets.
Well,
I mean,
good for them.
And you know, $100 seems a little steep, but if you get
four
adults
in a car,
in
yeah,
there, right, exactly. It's a great deal, and it you know, hope the weather didn't give anybody any fits, so that was nice.
Well, yeah, we hope we can, again, if your sunroof is open, we hope you can close it as well. That's the other fun part. But I'm looking at these 10 categories now because I've brought up all of it. You have to have one from each category. Is that how the bingo card is working?
Yes.
Okay.
You complete one activity per category.
So it forces you to go outside your comfort zone too a little bit.
Exactly.
I like that. That is very, very nice. Now, I'm looking at summer staycation, and this kind of goes, everything I'm going to weave into is what you guys do at Visit Bloomington as well. The first one on there is spend a night in a local hotel. What kind of occupancy rates are we keeping right now? And are there great deals available if you're going to do that staycation?
Absolutely. So, you know, Bloomington and Monroe County are not different than what a lot of our hotels are experiencing across the country. And occupancy as a whole is down, but it's a perfect opportunity for locals to get in and do a little staycation. And the special offers section of our website at visitbloomington.com has several different options for you to choose from. Places like The Graduate, which is one of our newest hotels on Kirkwood, the boutique hotel, is doing some great rates, as is the Grant Street Inn, Courtyard by Marriott. So places that, you know, we live here. Why would we stay in a hotel here? But we're not really able to travel as much as we were in years past. And so why not escape your own house for the night and go spend the night in a local hotel?
Yeah, instead of getting
in the pool.
Yeah, instead of getting on an airplane or worrying about stuff like that, you can just kind of goof around.
Exactly.
You can goof around here, and we've got a lot of stuff to do around here, which is great as well. And when we talk about staycations, there are downtown, there are out of town, meaning in the woods. You've got everything in between. Everything. You pick.
We do. I mean, it could be pitching a tent, in the Hoosier National Forest or at Paintown State Recreation Area, Hardin Ridge Recreation Area. Heck, there are even cabins that you can rent in those places as well. So, and if the budget doesn't, allow you to do that staycation, one of the options in the summer staycation category is to come visit us at the Bloomington Visitor Center and explore what types of small trips you can do in the region for the day or for an overnight. Come check out what our neighbors are up to and maybe explore a new place.
And we don't want you to get worn out doing this. There's a category called pamper yourself, and as long as you feel good enough to get into some of these areas, that again, one of these 10 options is taking care of you.
Exactly. So, something as simple as going out and getting a haircut or a color, which yours truly is in desperate need of.
I can't hear you because my hair is in my eyes. That's how bad it is here.
Exactly. And, one of the other activities in that section is to participate in a yoga class. And one of the cool things that's happening later in July is safe social distancing yoga at Switchyard Park. If you visit the Bloomington Parks and Recreation website, you'll get the full rundown on those types of activities. But like I said, safe social distancing, a variety of price points. We wanted to make this program as low barrier of an opportunity as possible so that everybody can participate and our local businesses can safely reopen and get some money flowing back into their doors.
Erin Erdman White's our guest. She checks in from Visit Bloomington. And you said you're going to give away a drawing of prizes every Thursday as well. I don't want people to think they have to have all 10 of their things done by this coming Thursday. How does that work? Is that just for the people that have sent hashtags out?
Yeah, so for the people that have completed the all 10 activities, they enter the contest, and then on Thursdays, we draw winners from those names. And so even if your name doesn't get, say you completed your activities on week two, but your name didn't get drawn on week two as a winner, you are still eligible to win every week. So you can, it could very well be that your name gets drawn on week three. So go for it.
The quicker you do it, and you don't have to do, you can do as many as you want. You can do all 100 if you'd like, but
yeah,
just for
absolutely.
The contest is 10.
Yep. Right. And that would give you 10 entries. So if you did all 10 activities or 100 activities, then you would get 10 entries into the grand prize drawing. So like I said, $500 cash or that weekend stay at West Baden Resort.
I didn't know you could rent a yurt at the TMBCC. That would be the Tibetan Mongolian Buddhist Cultural Center. Are they reopened?
They will be reopening with stage 5, which is from the Indiana Back on Track plan.
Yeah, that's
should be.
Well, we'll hear all the details
July
tomorrow.
4th.
Yeah, Governor Holcomb will be on our airwaves tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon for his weekly hour-long press conference. And you know he will have all of the updates on Wednesday. He will not wait till Friday or wherever else to get it at the last minute. He will be up and ahead of that. Okay, great. So some of these things aren't ready to go just yet, but there are plenty of other options that can happen.
Right.
All right, we know this started last week. When does it end, and when do we need to have everything, when do we have to have everything stamped and sealed and all that good stuff by?
So the program, this is a marathon, not a sprint. It will run until 5 p.m. You have to have your entries in by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 19th. And the grand prize winner drawings will happen on Thursday, August 20th. But 5 p.m. Wednesday, August 19th is your deadline to complete your 10 activities for your chance to win.
Think about how much procrastination time that is. That is 6-8 weeks of procrastination. People will love this. And we hope everybody that checks off their one activity per category. Again, do more than you want. There's nothing wrong with that. But once you get your first one from each 10, that is fantastic. Then you are entered to win. Now, we both mentioned Governor Holcomb and the grand opening of Indiana. We've seen some other states that maybe haven't been as fortunate as Indiana. But we're not going to look there. We're going to look here. What is your next step as Visit Bloomington to get the what can you guys do next? Are you waiting for the governor's final order? Do you start booking things out to next year? Tell us how that works, because we know tourism is a big part of Monroe County and Bloomington, and we know the food and beverage tax and what that's going to lead to. I don't know if we have making up to do, but we're not on the arc we needed to be moving forward.
We at Visit Bloomington right now are primarily focused on safely reopening our community. So really allowing folks to get comfortable with wearing a mask and washing their hands regularly, practicing safe social distancing. We want our residents to feel comfortable in the community, you know, so that when visitors do start trickling back into Bloomington and Monroe County, that we are all as safe as possible. What we don't want to have happen is that kind of revert back to some increase in cases like some other states are unfortunately seeing right now.
Well, the good news about all this, and I've talked about this with college kids coming back and everything else, people that come here, where they're coming from, they're not going to be shocked to learn that we want you to wear a mask too. Everybody has to do this. So it's not a behavior that we're going to have to change. But when you look ahead to the fall, when do you hope the phone starts ringing again? Do you think this is maybe the fall we get through that and then hope it starts next spring? What is your plan trying to get this back on track safely?
Sure. So we are focused on getting folks back in here as soon as the fall. We know that the visitors that IU being back in session brings to our community is pretty significant. And while we all kind of wait with bated breath to hear what the options for IU football weekends look like this year,
yeah.
and other fall
Good
sports
point.
And things like that. So, you know, we're really taking this very slowly, day by day, looking at the official recommendations for safely reopening and getting our businesses comfortable with the social distancing practices that they're employing right now with their staffs and things like that. But, you know, the point of the summer challenge was to really get some additional dollars flowing back into our
Absolutely.
Local businesses, because we know that it's been hard for them. It's been hard on all of us. And we want to, you know, people ask, oh, well, why is Visit Bloomington, you know, rounding up the summer challenge? And for us, it's if we don't have these businesses, if we don't support what we have here now and have these businesses here for the long haul, then they won't be here when visitors start coming back to the community. So we're really taking a hard look at making sure that we're giving back locally first, and then safely expanding beyond those borders.
Aaron Erdman White's our guest, checking in from Visit Bloomington. And we've seen things like Kirkwood being I don't like when they say Kirkwood's being closed for the weekend. That's not closed to vehicular traffic, but Kirkwood, the street fair festival style, the last couple weekends, that's something cool. The B-Town Challenge is cool. So it's not like we're sitting around just hoping for the unicorn to bring us the pot of gold under the rainbow.
Right. I mean, while we've seen, you know, certainly a decrease in events, and, you know, Bloomington has over 50 annual festivals and events that happen here. So, you know, it's been difficult for us to take a pause on all of that. We're so used to having such a wide variety of activities to choose from every week that it's been a little jarring for us. So with the Kirkwood Streetery is what they've
like
been
that.
Referring to it as that gets some more legs and gets some more folks feeling comfortable going downtown and enjoying Kirkwood as a kind of a pedestrian mall of sorts. To safely eat in those restaurants outside and in the streets, which is kind of a cool activity. You know, that helps ease some of the pain, I suppose, from a lot of the events that have had to postpone or cancel this year.
How many, and I know you get on social media and you get emails and calls and everything else, has one of the most popular things been where can we go outside to eat? Is outdoor dining a bigger focus now because of, well, you're not on top
yes.
of each other, and it's easier kind of to – you can handle it when the wind's blowing a little bit as opposed to being maybe trapped in the air condition.
Exactly. So one of the most popular blogs on visitbloomington.com as of late has been where you can eat outside, so outdoor patios and porches and dining al fresco options. So we've got a complete list on a blog that rests on our website that's seen a lot of popularity here recently. Obviously, it's popular every summer, but this year seemingly more so.
And if it's going to be 93, 94 degrees all weekend long, whew.
Yeah, it's a little steamy. This humidity is something I never get used to it.
No, and that's not alfresco's friend. That's not even alfresco's cousin. That's brutally hot. But if you go to visitbloomington.com, that's where I am right now. You have things like three-day getaways, the outdoor dining. Who's doing carryout as well? Sadly, we can't talk about the Taste of Bloomington this year, but that's coming back next year. This is just like everything else. It's kind of been put on hold. And sadly, or weirdly, I haven't really figured out which one it is. I think it's smart not to have everybody gather for fireworks, but I see there's places in Indy and the Indy suburbs doing it. So if you want to look hard enough, you can find somewhere. I think Muncie's going to shoot some off, Zionsville maybe. But there's just to clear this up, to your knowledge, there's nothing going on in the fireworks department here in Monroe County.
Correct. We have had several inquiries about, you know, are there any local fireworks shows happening? And there has been some information that's gone out about Lake Lemon. And so if you don't mind,
Yes.
So there is a fireworks show that will be going on at Lake Lemon this year. However, it's very important for folks to know that there will be no visitor access to Riddle Point Park Beach area. And if you, so basically the only folks who are going to be able to enjoy the fireworks are going to be residents who live on the lake and folks who show up with a boat attached to their vehicle to launch into the water.
BYOB.
Yeah, bring your own boat. Exactly. So if you do not have a boat and you show up at Lake Lemon, you will be turned away. It's just they decided that they just wanted to make sure that everyone was as safe as possible. And they made that really difficult decision. And I know it's been weighing on them, but it is what they determined to be best for this year. So
yeah,
I wanted to get that word out.
Yeah, if you're on your own boat, that's kind of, yep. Yeah, you can do that. No, that's I didn't different. Know about that. I'm glad I asked.
So,
fantastic.
And then the other fireworks show that's happening locally will be on Friday, July 10th, and that's at the Bloomington Speedway. And that will be taking place after the evening's races have concluded. So it can run a little bit late and a little bit long, but we're looking at about a 10 o'clock darkness around these times anyhow. So anytime after 10, the general admission is $20 per person. And I believe there is a student or child discount, and I want to say it's $15, but you can't quote me on that. I know that the general admission is 20. Yep.
That sounds about right. And it depends on where you have friends around the surrounding neighborhoods as well. You can just bring your lawn chair and park in their street and watch them. I'm not saying we all shouldn't go to the Bloomington Speedway, but if they have to open at some kind of, and again, they're waiting for stage five. I know they were supposed to have races, 2 weeks ago? They got kind of pushed back as well. So we just want everybody to be safe. If we take our time being safe, then we don't have to be, maybe this time next year, we can have all these fun things come back. And that's what we're that's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to We're not trying to squash the economy or squash consumerism. It's just that if there's none of us here to consume, we're out of business. We're out of business anyhow. So, okay, so Lake Lemon, that's going to be on July 3rd or 4th. I missed that. I'm sorry.
I believe that'll be on the 4th, the actual 4th.
And then July 10th, that will be the following Friday, will be at the Bloomington Speedway for their annual fireworks display. Okay, great.
And it is a great one. If you're really, if you've got a hankering for fireworks, I will say the Speedway show is always good. Now, our neighbors to the north and to the south of us in Bedford and Martinsville, I believe, will also be doing fireworks shows. Now, I don't know any specific details about those shows, so that may be something that you would want to Google on your own. But if you wanted to hop in the car and head north or south 20, 25 minutes, then you could certainly do that.
It's the old axe. If you want to find it bad enough, it's out there. And just be safe while you're doing it. That's all we ask. So as you mentioned, football season around the corner. We'll get caught up with you once kind of everything calms down. I'll probably get back with you the week of the challenge winner announcements, because when does school open for IU? Right around that time as well? And we should have some more information, I would think, about how that's going on. So come back and join us, won't you?
I would love to. Thanks for having me.
Well,
and
great.
If you want to download the B-Town Summer Challenge, you can easily do that on btownsummerchallenge.com.
And it takes literally 1 second because I have it right in front of me. And you can see all the outdoor dining, 3-day getaways, the B-Town to-go menus as well, and the Summer Challenge, all at visitbloomington.com. Great job, Aaron. Thanks.
Thank you.